Yes, please.
So if he does purchase that, which I think is a great idea if this is approved, he will need a variance based on that he's only about 2 feet off the property line if he's not going to combine it in with the existing property.
Gotcha.
Because he's changing use, so he's got to bring it up to compliance. So he'll need a variance for...
the setbacks off the back of the property.
No backyard, yeah. Because the well and everything is over here. Another reason I think he needs to buy that is well and everything's back there. But, yeah, he'd need a variance for that.
Okay. Which is all stuff that can be handled administratively through the through your office.
Yes. It come through the BOA.
BOA.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Is there anyone else that wishes to speak in favor of the project before we go for opposition? Okay. Hearing none, we'll ask, is there anyone that wishes to speak in opposition to the proposed rezone? Where's the pile of them? Sorry, we'd like to bring a little humor. Okay. Seeing no one in opposition, I would ask the original representative please step back forward. That way, if we have any questions. So I'll go ahead and close the public hearing comment section, and then we'll move on to discussion. So with this request, understanding that if Mr. Martin was to sell it, it will be a nightly rental under someone else's control. Barnabas is in full understanding of that, I would assume.
Yes.
I think that is my biggest concern for you with this rezone request, is putting it in the middle of what you have there and established in the middle of your property, and then selling out a chunk of it next to your property and then opening up to a nightly rental that if it were to be managed by someone else other than someone that you trust in this cell, you know, that's something that you all would have to live with, and
right.
It would be upon that person to ever come back and get it rezoned back to C1, and I don't think they would ever do that because that obviously would create a market issue for them.
Yeah.
But with the letters of support that I have in front of me, and the other part, I don't really have any more questions for you. Do you, Commissioner Keyes?
No, I mean, I think due diligence was done, and that was my concern, too, just to make sure that you guys understand that.
Yeah.
It will be what it
will be.
We do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mr. Stice, do you have anything before we move forward?
I don't. Like I said, if approved, we'll need a variance for that setback. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I think it'd be good to go.
Okay.
I do want to state, and Adam knows this, that the occupancy will be based on NR1 max, which is 20 individuals, regardless if it has 18 bedrooms. So. But also, I was told they were going to remove some because there's more bedrooms and bathrooms or something like that. So
there's a lot of bedrooms.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think you all have done your due diligence as far as to get us the most information and proper documentation for this to move forward. So I have no further discussion, and I'm ready to go to a vote if you are, Commissioner Keyes.
I am.
Okay. At this time, I would entertain a motion to either approve or deny the order we have in front of us for Barnabas, which is order number, sorry, I should have had that in front of me.
08-18-2026-01.
I would move to approve order number 08-18-2026-01, rezoning 1482 Lakeshore Drive, Branson, Missouri, from C1 to NR1.
I'll second that motion. So we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. That concludes that order of business. The request has been approved, and we'll move on with our normal agenda today. So we'll give you all a second. You're welcome to stick around for the rest of our meeting if you'd like to hear some county business. Otherwise, you are welcome to depart if you so choose.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Have a good day. Thank you, Amber.
Thank you, Amber. All right. Moving on down our agenda, we have a library board appointment for the Taney County Library. We do have several applicants, and at this time, we have been presented a letter with a recommendation from the Library Center of the Ozarks Board of Trustees with a recommendation for Ms. Kylan Cheney to be appointed for a four-year term to the Library Board District representing the Hollister Subdistrict. It would be from current through 6/30 of 30 would be a four-year term. Is there any discussion or questions upon the recommendation that we have in front of us?
I do not.
Okay. At this time, I would entertain a motion to appoint Ms. Kylan Cheney to the Taney County Library Board for a term of 4 years, starting immediately through June 30th of 2030.
Move to appoint Kylan Cheney to the Taney County Library Board for a four-year term, starting immediately through June 30th, 2030.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the 44th Judicial Circuit of Missouri Juvenile Detention Certified Juvenile Contract, MOU. This is file number 26-099-S for Sheriff. With us this morning, we have Taney County Sheriff, Mr. Brad Daniels.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning, Sheriff. We have four MOUs to be approved in this order, Sheriff. Is there any issues with any of those?
No.
Okay. Your wish to continue?
Yes, sir. If we don't continue this, then we will have to house them somewhere in our jail. And they're juveniles, but they've been certified as adults, so we still have to maintain sight and sound separation with the rest of the inmate population. And it would cause us some struggles to try to make that happen.
Okay.
One of them does turn 18 today, so our transport people will be going over there to pick that one up and bring it back to our jail this afternoon. But the rest of them, yeah, it's pretty important that we get this taken care of so that they can stay over there.
Okay. And we do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated August 12th, 2026, approving the revised agreements as to form. Is there any other discussion?
No.
Okay. Then I would entertain a motion to approve the MOUs, the Memorandums of Understanding between Ozarks Regional Juvenile Detention District and the Taney County Sheriff's Office.
Move to approve the Memorandums of Understanding between Ozarks Regional Juvenile Detention District and the Taney County Sheriff's Office, which is file number 26-099-S for Sheriff.
I'll second that. So we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you. I have a question really quick.
Yes, sir.
It asks for my signature. Do you want me to sign that, or are you going to sign that?
So there's a signature part for me as well. So
okay. All right.
We'll both be signing.
All right.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have our lease agreement with H&A Aircraft Services, LLC. This is file number 26-093, air for the airport. We have Mr. Mike Molnick. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good.
Good morning.
We do have a letter from Mr. Elliott dated August 6, 2026, approving the lease to form. It appears that there is no increase in the monthly lease.
Correct. It's
price.
The same. This is renewal of last year's lease for another year.
Okay.
Same rate.
Okay. And reason behind that, no need for increases on these spaces?
We increased them pretty good last year.
Last year, okay.
So. Keep it the same for this year.
Comfortable with that?
Yeah.
The price that we have, they've been good tenants.
Right. This will be a sixth year with us. So.
Okay. And H&A Services, is that the mechanic services?
Mechanic.
Okay. Anything from you, Mr. Keyes?
No, sir.
Okay. I would entertain a motion at this time for the lease agreement between Taney County and H&A Aircraft Services, LLC.
Move to approve the lease agreement between Taney County and H&A Aircraft Services, LLC.
I'll second that. So we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. Next, we have the notice of renewal. This is the agreement for tax statement mailing services, file number 26-098C. We did have our Taney County collector, Ms. Mona Cope, was in here just a few moments ago, and it was her wishes to go ahead and proceed with that. She said there's no issues with the agreement. This is the first of 4 1-year renewals that we have with Ozark Mailing Services, LLC. We do have a letter from Mr. Elliott dated August 13th, 2026, approving the notice as to form. That's all I have.
Move to approve the agreement for tax statement mailing services by and between Ozark Mailing Services, LLC, and Taney County.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have our fiscal year 2025 Emergency Management Performance Grant subaward agreement. It's file number 26-094, Emergency Management. With us this morning, Emergency Management Director, Ms. Melissa Duckworth.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're well. We do have a letter from Mr. Elliott dated August 6, 2026, approving the agreement as to form. Similar to what we've done in the past?
It is. You'll notice this is for fiscal year 25.
Yep.
We applied probably, well, it's been almost a year ago. We submitted the application of August 26th of 25, so that was before I stepped into this role. So I will probably be submitting another application here pretty quickly for the actual fiscal year that's coming up that starts October 1st, I believe.
Okay.
I don't remember the fiscal year that FEMA is moved to. They've switched fiscal years, but it'll look a little different next year. This is based on
previous years.
Okay.
And this is to pay for 50%?
Up to 50% of the salaries. It's got a 50% match. So it does, it goes towards salaries in the office.
Okay. Mm-hmm. At this time, we have two. We have yourself and Mr. Chris Burnt as the Assistant Emergency Management Director. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Commissioner Keys, any questions?
I do not.
Okay. If not, I would entertain a motion to approve.
Move to approve the fiscal year 2025 Emergency Management Performance Grant subaward agreement, which is file number 26094EM.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Melissa. All right. Next, we have our Drug Screening Services Service Agreement, file number 26-092, Human Resources. With us this morning, we have Ms. Dawn Muller. Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
Good.
So we'd went out for bid for drug screening services, and the recommendation due to availability and price was for KT Health Clinics. I guess it's Thomas Medical Testing, LLC, doing business as KT Health Clinics. And what we have in front of us today is the agreement to proceed with, and we do have a letter from Mr. Elliott dated August 6, 2026, approving the agreement to form. Have you had any issues or still a wish to continue service with them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Commissioner Keys?
I would move to approve the drug screening service agreement by and between Thomas Medical Testing, LLC, doing business as KT Health Clinic in Taney County.
I'll second. So we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, Dawn. Next, we have change order number one. This is for the Thunder Road flap. It'd be 073. With us this morning, we have Taney County Road and Bridge Administrator, Mr. Jack Cole.
Morning, Commissioner.
Good morning, Jack. How are you?
Good.
Good. Change order we have in front of us is for the uprights on the guardrails. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's changing the post length from 6 foot to 8 foot. Guardrail, due to the steepness of the slope and length of the shoulder, the 8 foot post will be required.
Okay, and this is for the Thunder Road project that's been in the works for multiple years.
Yeah,
multiple years.
Yeah.
And the amount of that change order, Jack?
Total amount will be $1,053.42, and amounts to $5.43 per post.
Okay, any concerns with that? It's needed due to the back slope,
yeah.
So.
It'll be required. So.
Okay.
Sure.
Commissioner Keys?
Move to approve change order number one for the increase in height of guardrail post on Thunder Road flap 073.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the agreement for the Skag mower, one or more. This is file number 26-096, Road and Bridge.